This is Montana Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Edward O'Brien. A bison calf that tourists loaded into their vehicle at Yellowstone National Park because they were concerned for its welfare has spurred warnings to avoid wildlife after that animal had to be put down. The incident last week and several other recent cases have led park officials to urge people to stay at least 25 yards from all wildlife and 100 yards from bears and wolves. Visitors brought the newborn calf to a park facility, but rangers weren't able to reunite it with its herd. The animal was euthanized because it kept approaching people and cars along the road. In a recent video that spread online, a woman was pictured trying to pet an adult bison. In another, tourists posed for photos dangerously close to bison. Five park visitors were seriously injured last year after getting too close to those massive animals. An investigation by a digital forensics company into the release of sensitive student information from a Missoula high school in December has found that user error led to the data breach. The Missoulian newspaper reports attorney Elizabeth Kaleva, who represents the Missoula County Public Schools, released LGM Security's report Friday on the incident at Hellgate High School. Assistant Principal Libby Oliver had resigned days after it was determined that she mistakenly sent an email December 4th containing the sensitive information. The email was sent to nearly 30 parents and included an attached document containing academic, medical, disciplinary, and criminal information on about 1,100 Hellgate students. LMG's analysis found that the student information had been added to the document on Oliver's computer due to user error. A showdown is shaping up over the future of Wyoming's coal industry today as federal officials look at overhauling the federal coal leasing program and possibly charging more to mine. Pro-coal and anti-coal protesters both plan to protest at a U.S. Bureau of Land Management hearing in Casper. On one side is the Wyoming Mining Association and workers from the Powder River Basin Coal Country. On the other side is Wild Earth Guardians, an environmental group that's made it clear it wants to shut down coal mining. Wyoming Governor Matt Mead will address the hearing, one of several planned during a three-year moratorium on federal coal leasing. The leasing reforms could shape the future of coal as more mines close in Appalachia and the remaining industry coalesces around mines in the West. Native American-owned businesses from five states are meeting in Great Falls this week to network and share ideas for overcoming barriers and finding opportunities. The 10-year-old Montana Indian Business Alliance is putting on the conference today through Thursday. Representatives from state and federal agencies, tribes, businesses, and lending organizations are all on the agenda. Barb Stiffarm of Haver is the alliance's board chair.
One of the opportunities that I see is emerging is access to new technology, broadband. And a lot of our tribal communities here in Montana, that new technology is just currently being made available to help promote business and opportunities and some of the trading that goes on online.
Montana native-owned businesses at the conference in Great Falls will be joined by those from the Dakotas, Minnesota, and Wisconsin. The nation's primary wildfire fighters are getting ready for the 2016 season, which is expected to be worse than average in Hawaii, Alaska, and the Southwest. U.S. Forest Service Chief Tom Tidwell and Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack will meet with regional forest officials today to discuss plans and preparations. The Forest Service is part of the Agriculture Department. Last year, wildfires burned a record 15,800 square miles nationwide. Seven Forest Service firefighters died. Forecasters said earlier this month the potential for significant fires this season will be average or below average in most of the nation, but dry conditions could make things worse in some regions. The Forest Service spent more than $1.7 billion on firefighting last summer. Officials say fires are eating up a growing share of the agency's overall budget. While infrastructure looms as a key issue in the governor's race, it's also becoming a defining issue in key legislative contests as Republican moderates and conservatives battle over the direction of their party. With less than a month before the June 7th primary, rifts between the GOP's moderate and ideological purists are on clear display. Moderates are seeking a compromise to fund roads, bridges, water systems, and other infrastructure projects, while conservatives worry about debt and pork barrel projects. Last year, 33 House conservatives blocked a $150 million infrastructure bill that was one vote shy of passage. The Political Action Committee for the Montana Contractors Association, whose members would benefit from infrastructure projects, is supporting 10 candidates who they say may be more open to reaching a compromise to pay for the work. Researchers say Montana elk are to blame for an animal disease spreading into new areas around Yellowstone National Park. The finding disputes conventional wisdom that said park bison and wildlife feeding grounds in Wyoming were responsible. Scientists with the U.S. Geological Survey and other institutions traced transmissions of the disease brucellosis following a recent spike in livestock infections. They say a strain of the disease that originated in artificial elk feeding grounds in Wyoming is now self-sustaining here in Montana. A different brucellosis strain is found in bison. The findings were published in the May issue of Nature Communications. Brucellosis causes pregnant animals to prematurely abort their young and can cause undulant fever in humans. State and federal officials slaughtered thousands of diseased bison over the past two decades to shield livestock outside the park from potential infection. A federal judge says he'll decide whether Montana's campaign contribution limits are unconstitutional without holding a trial. U.S. District Judge Charles Lovell signed an order yesterday canceling a bench trial that had been scheduled for next week. He'll decide the case based on briefs and arguments by the state and attorneys for the plaintiffs. Those plaintiffs are individuals, businesses, and political parties seeking to strike Montana's contribution limits before the June 7th primary elections. They claim the limits restrict freedom of speech, association, and candidates' abilities to raise enough money to effectively campaign. Attorneys for the state say Montana is justified in keeping the limits because they prevent corruption and its appearance. Lovell struck down the limits once before in 2012, but they were reinstated by the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. Thanks a lot for listening. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Edward O'Brien.